This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank Keith Hayes, who's with the Brockton Junior Boxers, as they get that big event coming up on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's a skills and drills junior football clinic that'll take place at Marciano Stadium. Now, Bob, we're going to get ready for our next guest. Just kind of a little bit of a teaser, because a lot of thought and effort go into these. If you could, could you play a little bit of our next guest, just to kind of tease it?
Great idea renting the limo.
Yeah, now we can get wasted.
Hey, Jeff, what's your plan this weekend?
I'm going to mow the lawn, buddy.
Did you remember to stop by Brennan's, pick up some cigars?
Yep, I stopped by Brennan's, and I stopped at Packy to pick up some beers.
That, of course, is Jeff from Brennan's Smoke Shop, and Jeff usually puts together... You do that all off the top of your head, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, talk to us about... a little bit about you. We know you as Jeff from Brennan's. We want to keep it that way.
I grew up on the South Shore.
Okay.
My mother started Brennan Smoke Shop in Plymouth Center, 1993.
Yep.
Been kind of in and out of the stores my whole life. I came in 10 years after that, so 2003.
Yep.
And I've been involved for about 11 years now. Opened Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Rainham, Taunton.
Tough business to be in.
Oh, yeah.
These days, it's a tough business to be in.
It's always been this way.
And your ads are, you know, you talk about a number of things. Your mom suffered something not too long ago, but at the hands of a drunk driver, correct?
Smoked cigarettes a lot of her life, quit cigs, and smokes about 3 cigars a day these days. And that's what took her from us, or almost took her from us. Yeah. It would have been, it was close. I mean, he really clobbered her. You know,
I have to ask you, give me your thoughts on what we see these days, being somebody who, you know, you own and operate a number of smoke shops here on the South Shore. What's going on, do you feel, as far as when it comes to our government and the taxes that we see on a regular basis?
I think the government hides behind the facade of public health a lot. And that was very evident when we were talking about, you know, health care bills. This latest tax isn't a health care bill. It's to fix the roads and bridges and run the train, you know. So they can't really hide behind the facade that this is for public health. We want you to quit. They don't want you to quit. They want the money. It's about the money.
Right.
The state has an addiction to money. Let me give you some history from my experience. When my mom opened the store, the tax went up to 75 cents a pack. Overnight, we saw a huge decline in business. The business went over the border in New Hampshire. Fast forward, they raised the tax from 75 cents a pack to $1.50 a pack. Now people, Americans, are more resourceful at that time. They started getting their cigarettes via the internet, mail order. Totally has been illegal all along. It's tax evasion, whatever. But that's what resourceful Americans do.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple years ago, they basically banned mail order cigarettes. And the resourceful Americans kind of came back to my business. Now, this latest tax increase is really going to push a lot of tobacco revenue right over the border to New Hampshire. That's what's happened in the past. We see it every time the tax increase. And I don't think that the legislature has enough common sense to talk to the local business owners and retailers that really don't have the means to speak up for themselves and say, hey, what's this going to do to your business?
Mm.
You know, I know it's bad for you. Everybody knows it's bad for you. They're supposed to be using the tax revenue, the MSA, to pay for education programs and to help keep minors away from tobacco control programs. 2 or 3 years ago, they cut all that money. So there isn't any tobacco control anymore. They put it, the money that you spend on cigarettes goes into the general fund, and cigars and all the OTP goes right into the general fund. And when they give you this facade, we're getting this, the state health care bill was for health care, the dollar pack, the last dollar pack was supposed to be for state health care. And then we had federalized health care. So do we get a rebate on the dollar tax from before? No. It stays in the general fund and they just spend it.
Mm.
They've been spending the money a lot. And I always think back to like the 80s. What did they do before this money? You know? The American people aren't getting an increase. And a majority of my customers are working middle class people because the majority of the population is middle working class people. And those are the people that are going to be affected by this the most. I was just driving over from Taunton and I had to stop real quick so I wasn't late. I put 3 gallons of gas in my tank and I'm like, huh, you know, it's just 3 gallons. 9 cents is going to, 9 more cents is going to go to the state every gallon. And you talk about the 25-mile backup going to the Cape, all those cars, 3 cents a gallon, sitting there idling, you know. I've been saying it for years that you shouldn't stand by the wayside and just say, hey, I don't smoke. Tax those people. I don't do it. Because eventually it is going to go to something else that does affect you. You know, thought comes to my mind, you know, they talk about obese America. Ice cream tax.
Yeah, you're talking to a fat kid now.
Well, I'm getting there myself. You know?
We're all on that boat, I think.
Yeah, we're all at the bottom of the hourglass, I know.
I gotta say, this is, right now I'm still a son. This is a son talking, and my wife's pregnant, and we're having our first baby, which is great. And pretty soon it's just gonna be a daddy talking to you. And I think that the message is still gonna be the same. People are suffering, and we're paying... You just don't even know. It's so much money is already coming out of the tobacco industry, and it's wasted.
What if I could ask you, what, when you walk into your shop, what's the average for a pack of cigarettes? Depending on if it's Marlboro too, you know,
Let's talk about the tax.
Sure.
The tax used to be 75 cents, and then it went to $1.50.
Right.
Now we're at $2.50. And then the federal government got involved, and they put another dollar. They put the other dollar on it, so now it's $2.50. Now the state's putting on another dollar. It's going to be $3.50. And I hear that the federal government wants another dollar, so it'll be $4.50. You know, but there's something else bigger than this, a bigger part of it.
What is it?
That's sales tax, all right? People never think about it. We put the legislature put the sales tax on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, and this goes to show you how powerful the alcohol lobby is. Like 2 months later, it's a question on the ballot. So they bury the sales tax on beer, wine, and liquor. And the reasoning was because it was a tax on a tax. Okay, you set the precedence for a tax on a tax. Well, tobacco consumers, you know, for a cigar, federal tax, 40 cents a cigar. Then the state marks up 30% over there. Yeah, 30% over there, 40 cent a cigar federal tax. Okay, so there's a 40 cents, and then there's the 30%, and then there's the amount of the 30% over the 40 cents a cigar.
Right,
and then it comes to the counter.
It's taxed upon tax.
It's, you know, it's a tax on a state tax. It's a tax on a federal tax, and then it's a tax on the tax that's on a tax. So why don't they just do the right thing and drop the sales tax on the tobacco? They already set the precedence.
Right.
You know, and why are they leaving the tobacco? Why 3 cents a gallon of gasoline? That's going to affect everybody that drives. Nobody that doesn't.
Well, I believe it's going to go towards open road tolling. So you're not going to have to worry about going into the tunnel or going on the Mass Pike, which should have been paid off years ago. I mean, if you want to talk about something that's was paid off a long ago, but yet we're still pulling money out of our pocket when we travel down that roadway. I believe that we're eventually going to see open road tolling. So eventually the state will know how many miles you do, and you'll be taxed
per mile, the
mileage that you do. I mean, it's the evolution of the tax.
So my whole purpose is to just educate people and give them everybody knows it's bad for you. You know, this should be a TCA, Tobacco Consumers Anonymous, you know, but there's not. There's Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. It's just gross to me. You know, why didn't they go up? I drink occasionally, you know. I smoke. but I drink occasionally. I wouldn't mind paying a little extra on alcohol. It's not I don't think it's that expensive, you know, already.
Go ahead, Bob.
I think, Jeff, I think part of the problem is the misconception that the people don't understand where this tax money's going. Just what you've said in the last few minutes, I've been sitting here quiet, calculating it mentally and trying to come up with a figure. And consequently, if none of this money, is what you're stating, isn't going into any type of an education for the not using tobacco as was supposed to be originally right. done, this money was supposed to be put into a program so teenagers wouldn't start smoking, better awareness, better education. You're telling me all of this is gone. That's kind of a double-edged sword that the government's putting in there. They're taking the money and they're using it in the general fund, if that's what's truthfully going on.
I said that when we started, that they can't hide behind the facade of public health anymore. They just can't. You know, it's not a shield for them anymore. It's about the money, and people need to realize that. And not just, and that's my last ad is like, you know, my neighbor is a Vietnam veteran. He's a Bronze Star winner. He fought in the Vietnam War. He's a tobacco consumer. Is it right for me to stand by the wayside and watch my government tax him oppressively? I mean, it's an oppressive tax, you know? And the government's going to sit there and say, well, let him quit. Wait a second. Do you know how much money tobacco is providing to your government? Well, when people quit and they finally, you know, or the business goes over the border in New Hampshire and they're not getting the money, where are they going to get it then? So why not take a balanced approach from the get-go? 90% of the population drinks. 26. What are they saying now? 26, 25, 24% of the population consumes tobacco. 90% of the population drinks. Why not, if we really need the money to take care of the roads that everybody uses, take a more balanced tax approach, you know, a little more level.
Probably less legislators smoking and more legislators drinking.
That way. Right. I think what it is there's more money going into the legislators' coffer from alcohol.
Are you saying that the lobbyists are more active on the alcohol side of things?
I think the tobacco lobby is gone.
Okay. Heavier, you know, stricter, more forceful.
We're trying to just start our own little nonprofit here in the state of Mass, and it's tough because, you know, all these local tobacco retailers are just little mom and pop shops, and they're behind their counters every day, and it's tough to get out and get active in legislation, and we're going to try and get it done, but you know, it's tough. It's tough business. It's tough.
Well, I think you fight an uphill battle because it's a tremendous segment of the population. If you're talking only 24 or 5% of the people smoke, there's 75% of the population that are trying to stop the smoking pot. And a lot of them, I think, have the mentality of stop it,
smoke.
by tax it.
It's not ever going to happen.
By tax it.
I look at tobacco as our heritage. It's our American heritage. It was here when we got here. The Indians were smoking cigars and passing around the peace pipe, and we brought it over to the New World. You know, it's the religious freedom. It's not religious freedom. It's American. It's heritage. It's who we are. You know, and I just think it's wrong to target. I mean, the tobacco consumers are a minority.
Is there anything else that's taxed more that you know of? Have you done any research to see what else might be taxed that's comparable?
Corporate tax and then tobacco tax. And alcohol is, like, way down on the list. It's been a while since I saw that list. It was a few years ago, but I'd still think that was pretty accurate. Corporate tax and then tobacco tax revenue.
You had brought up maybe the lawmakers shifting from overly taxing tobacco to shifting towards alcohol. Why not seek something else?
There is other stuff, you know.
But I'm saying, because why like point a finger and go tax them?
How about not point a finger at all? Right. How about it's a legal product? Yeah. It's legal for sale. We make money on it. If we tax it too much, it's gonna kill us.
Right.
We're not gonna get the revenue.
No, but what I'm saying to you though, does it bring bad light to you when you point and say maybe you should tax this entity?
Maybe I'll play the fool, you know.
Right.
But what's the difference in revenue? Because here's a very, I think it's an important question. If 24 or 5% of the people in, we'll say, Massachusetts smoke, but 90% of them drink. Mm. The tax is less on alcohol, but what's the overall tax? In other words, how much revenue does alcohol tax bring in versus how much revenue does tobacco tax bring in? Not talking percentage on the product. I'm talking about total revenue at the end of the day.
To the general fund.
To the general fund at the end of the day.
Like I said, it's corporate tax and then tobacco tax. And at the time, it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Bob DeLeo had the budget up. And I think what they were collecting into the general fund, I think alcohol was like 15th on the list.
So it was down there. It wasn't up.
I got in an argument with one of the higher ups of one of the alcohol distributors here in the state, and told me that they pay way more than tobacco consumers do. And I told him, you're just wrong. And we almost fought it out because it's so disgusting. And people really have to realize.
How often do you have you thought of going to Beacon Hill and having steady conversations, or how often do you find yourself talking to a state rep or a state senator going, what's going on, guys?
When it becomes an issue, you know, we've tried to lobby ourselves, you know, but when it comes in, it becomes an issue, we call legislators. We encourage all our customers to call our legislators. I thought that I might just take the old grassroots approach and take a day out of my schedule and go up to Beacon Hill and knock on doors and meet people and lobby it myself. And I think that may have, you know, you see a lobbyist, it's a lawyer, he's getting paid. You see a small business owner, he's like, hey, listen, I'm really, you know, trying to keep things alive here. It is a legal product, you know, it's legal for sale. It's now FDA controlled, it's still legal for sale, you know. I had to touch on something else, like Boston, they banned pharmacies from selling tobacco.
Yeah, you know, you kind of delve into another realm there, because look how long ago it was that you couldn't smoke in a restaurant. You could smoke in a pub or a tavern. But now, it's been dealt with. I haven't smoked for 15 years, but I will say that when I smoked, I love smoking. I just couldn't breathe the damn stuff.
So yeah, I got to quit. We all know it's bad.
I had to give it up, but I enjoyed it when I smoked. But I also, the other thing that killed me was I couldn't afford it. It got up to, at the time, it was, you know, $2-3 a pack. I'm like, I can't do this. You know, you gotta pick one or the other. Well, nowadays, when I walk into a store, wherever it may be, I'm astounded at what the prices are. Anywhere from $6 to $8.50,
$9. I mean, they're gonna squash it. I did a time capsule recently, and I threw a bottle of scotch and a bunch of cigars in the time capsule.
Did you really?
Hopefully, they stay fresh, and it's gonna be open in 80 years. And I put a note in there. Hopefully, this stuff is still legal. If it's not, I'm sure these cigars are worth a boatload of dough, you know, because that's...
I'm sure there is, this is another thought, and we're changing gears, but they're moving into this marijuana part of smoking.
Yeah, ATFM.
And I know in Whitman, they're even talking about having a growing factory somewhere in town.
You want to talk about that? Let's talk about that.
So what's the tax going to be on that? And how's that going to affect the regular smoking business?
Before we go there, I just want to let folks know that we are speaking with Jeff from Brennan Smoke Shops. Do we want to give out the number? Would you like to give out the number?
I put it on my Facebook. Yeah, absolutely.
If folks want to call in, if they have a comment, go, you know. I would call and be thoughtful and, you know, be thought-provoking and not be someone who's, you know, irritated with life. 781-837-4900. If you have something that you want to add to the conversation in regards to what we're talking about here, what we've been talking about is just not only just so much taxing cigarettes, but just, you know.
The tax
just
in
taxing
general.
In general, looking for ways to generate money, and we don't know where the money goes. Again, 781-837-4900 if you want to talk to myself, Jeff, or Bob. If you want to do that gear shift, please do.
So anyway, what do you think, Jeff? Where's that going? You know, it's been brought up. It's highly publicized. And like I said, the town of Whitman's even thinking about, they've been approached, I guess, for a plant.
I kind of got a thorn in my side about that.
Okay.
You know.
I hit a nerve?
We opened in Pembroke, doing the same old business that we had been doing in Plymouth for years. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, intent to distribute drug paraphernalia. You know, we fight that in court. We win because the law was on our side.
I remember that.
Okay. What was it? I don't even think 6 or 7, 8, 9 months later, the vote comes up to decriminalize. And now here we are years later, They want to legalize medicinal. Colorado's legalizing recreational. And again, none of our stuff, we're a tobacco store. It's a pipe. Mm. A pipe is a pipe is a pipe.
Right.
We don't intend them to be used that way. I'm just elaborating on our end of the deal here. So now here we are years later, and the town of Pembroke that initially brought the drug paraphernalia charges on us wants to put a dispensary in the industrial park. It's just comedic to me how things work out, you know. And it goes, if these legislators, these people listened to small business and gave a damn about what people felt and thought, if their opinions really mattered, then, you know, maybe some of this stuff or these bad feelings wouldn't have come across.
All right. I believe we have a caller on the line. What's your name? Hello? Caller, are you there? Well, I believe we have a caller, but we'll wait and see. Obviously, caller's no longer there. But we did have a caller.
You know, I know. I'm going to start a new party. It's going to be Democratican.
Really?
I think it's a very
I know we need tax. I know we need tax, and I know we need money. I'm a businessman, you know. I think there's a more balanced
But how
approach.
Fiscally responsible
They're not
is
responsible
our government?
At all.
How fiscally responsible is our government? I mean,
DeVal's just trying to build up the coffer and leave on a positive note when he leaves the office.
Yeah. Again, no
surplus.
Disrespect to anybody
no
who's
disrespect.
Up on Beacon Hill.
Just,
no.
But you know, you saw with the governor's budget when he rolled out a $1.9 billion tax package, which was, you know, we would have saw a
it's
gas
important
tax, cigarette
stuff.
Tax. We would have saw, you know, for, and it was good. You know, and I know that the Trojan horse that it was rolled in for was education and transportation. Both, you know what, they're near and dear to my heart.
The infrastructure is important. Don't get me wrong.
Infrastructure is important, but I think there's got to be a better pay-it-forward way than to put it on the tax of folks who are...
Very in small local business, exactly. underneath a huge tax burden, and, right. and us having to look at our customers in the face every day going, I'm really sorry about this.
How often do you find yourself here at ATD getting ready? Where you think, because I hear the stories of how you walk in and you're able to fire off your next... I call them public service.
I actually, you know, yeah, that's what they classify me as.
Yes.
Public service announcements. Yes. No.
Because you can't advertise tobacco product.
And that's what really, they kind of made the monster. That's what started is I can't really advertise what I sell. We actually, you know, we had to change our slogan because it implied our pricing on some of the product that we sold was the best. And we never realized it. We're like, whoa, okay. Brennan's Smoke Shop, the very best smoke shop in Massachusetts. Right. You know, that's it. So I can't advertise that, and so I use PSAs. And I don't want people to get the wrong idea. What I say, I don't say don't drink. I don't say don't go out and have a good time. What I say is don't drive drunk because it's just senseless. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough of it, and that's the effect that it had on me personally. And I use this as a vehicle, you know, to try and educate people. I mean, how many times you got to see a body... Excuse my language, but it's the only way people hear it. How many times you got to see a body flopped out on the highway before you're like, hey, this is crazy. I mean, why did the guy leave the scene down on the down on the Sagamore Bridge? He was drunk. The same night, a guy got hit on 93 changing a tire. It's, you know, my Nana died of lung cancer. She smoked and drank her whole life. She died from a smoking-related illness privately in a hospital bed. All right, alcohol kills people. I mean, Middleborough coach, high school football coach, killed by a 20-year-old that wasn't even old enough to drink. Killed. He was killed. Alcohol kills. Tobacco consumers die. There's a big difference between those, you know.
Do you find yourself debating people about that from time to time? Do you
I don't think you can debate that because it's the truth.
But no, I mean, what I'm saying is do you find yourself, you bump into people and they know who you are? And get upset with your PSAs or your thought process?
I get emails, and it's hard not to respond to some of them. And if I respond and I offend people, I'm sorry for that. But you know,
you're just as passionate.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's the emails are brutal sometimes. You know, brutal.
You bring up a good point, though. It's a point that I'd never looked at before because my mom died from a tobacco illness. She died of lung cancer. And you bring up a good point. Alcohol, people are killing people.
Yeah,
tobacco,
people kill
people? Die.
The bullets kill people?
So I guess if you're looking at it from that point of view, it's... Yeah. And I'm trying to keep an open mind here because I'm not a smoker and I don't
That's
smoke.
That's what I'm asking people
And
to
my
do.
Children don't smoke. But sitting here listening to what you've said... And keeping an open mind, and that's kind of like the individual I want to be, and I wish a lot more people in this world would be open-minded and look at both sides of the story. You bring up an interesting point. Alcohol does kill people. In Hanson, there was just a fatality, and there was another one not that long
ago.
And
when was the last time a cigarette killed a 20-year-old?
I don't know. They die, though.
They die.
Same end result.
Yeah.
People look at it as the same end result. Some people are killed and some people die. So I guess it's...
I just don't know how,
it's an interesting
how tobacco
concept.
Consumers get to where, you know, to be shunned or discriminated against, you know, when alcohol is just blood spatter all over the roadways. It's just... Maybe I'm off. I don't think I am. I don't feel like I'm wrong. I don't feel anybody's wrong. I feel like I'm passionate about my opinions, and I'm just trying to educate. I'm here to learn, and I'm here to educate. You know.
Any thought of ever running for office? Any thought to, you know?
I don't think
people who are tired with how things are going are provoked into running for office to try to invoke change. Do you ever get that feeling?
I know about that, Kevin.
I bet you do.
I feel like I don't think I would if I tried for something. You know, I know you start on selectmen, sure. Move your way up. You know, I just became a homeowner. A couple years.
Congratulations!
Ago. Thank you. And now we're having a baby. I'm living the American dream. Honestly, I am buried up to my ears in the tobacco business, and it's like if my business would probably suffer if I was to put enough time into something else.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on in here. Again, you're a passionate guy who I wanted to have in here and talk about your thoughts on the taxes, on the product that you sell. And, you know, your opinion as you share it with folks on here on ATV.
I appreciate you having me.
Jeff from Brennan's. We want to thank everybody else who's here. Bob also for being my co-host. It's another Monday Night Talk. Have a great evening.